This year we'll cover Mitzvah Hashem, the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Beis, through the Gemara of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll start with the final word on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which is the last line, which is the short little Mishnah at the end. Again, now we're discussing the structure of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf, the various parts and the Psukim therein. The Mishnah says, "Ein maskirin malchios zichronos v'shofros." Shel Peronis. The psukim that we mention in Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are not, we do not mention psukim of Peronis, of punishment. Matchil b'Torah, when we have the 10 psukim in each section, we start with psukim in the Chumash, that's how we daven. Umashlim b'Navi. And we finish off with the Navi. And in the middle, we have psukim from Ksuvim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'Torah yata. And Rabbi Yossi says that you can be lechachila even be mashlim b'Torah. It's not just that you have to finish with the Navi. You can finish with the Torah as well. And the Gemara will elaborate on the machlokas, the debate between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, says the Gemara, top of Lamed Beis and Beis. The Gemara is now going to start discussing different examples of psukim that involve peronios, that involve punishments that we tend to avoid, or we avoid them when we say our musaf. Machlios. What are examples of peronios, of psukim of peronios that could have appeared in Machlios? Kagon, the pasuk says in Yechazkel, Chai ani nu mashem elokim, im lo biyad chazakah v'zor netuya, ubechema shvucha em lo chalechem. You know, Hashem is taking a shvua as if he's swearing by himself, if not through a strong hand or through an outstretched arm, ubechema shvucha, and through outpouring of wrath, I'll be a melech on you. So that's a pasuk of Malchus, referring, but at the same time, it's a pasuk of Puranas because it describes Hashem's anger and Hashem's wrath for us. Va'af agav d'amar of Nachman, kol ki hayrischa, lirtach kut shabrichu alan, v'lifrokinan, even though Rav Nachman said, it would be even better, kol ki hayrischa, if we had all this anger, rischa means anger, lirtach kut shabrichu alan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just be angry with us, v'lifrokinan, and he'll redeem us, which would be great. So if only Hashem would be so angry with us, but still in all, kevan debrisicha amr, since the pasuk is referring to a situation where Hashem is angry, ad kure rischa bereshata lo mitkarina. We don't want to remember, we don't want to mention anger at the beginning of the year. So again, the word ad kure means remember, because at the beginning of the year it's an inappropriate simin to mention Hashem's anger. Zikaron, what's a pasuk of zichronos, of zikaron, involving Hashem's anger? It's a pasuk in Tehillim, kagon, vayizkor ki basar hema, Hashem remembered that they were basar, and the end of the pasuk ends that they were going to die. So it refers to zichronos of Hashem, but in a very negative context. Shofar, what's a pasuk of shofar involving peronios? Kagon, the pasuk says in Hosea, tik'u shofar bagiv'a, blow the shofar in Giv'a, but it's referring to a case where Klai Yisrael were being attacked. So they had to blow a shofar, but that's not a good thing to mention either. Aval, the Gemara says, Im ba'lomar malchus zikaron v'shofar shel peronos shel avdei kochavim omer. But if we say psukim of malchus zikaronos and shofros, referring to punishments of the goyim, of the non-Jews, that's okay. What are examples of this? Malchus kagon, Hashem malach yirgazu amim. Hashem is the king, yirgazu amim. The nations are afraid of him, which is referring to things not so good for the other nations. Uchagon, Hashem melech olam va'ed, avdu goyim e'artzo. Another pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem melech olam va'ed, Hashem is the eternal king, avdu goyim e'artzo, that the goyim have been, you know, sent out from this land. Zikaron, what's the pasuk of zikronos? Kagon, zichar Hashem livnei adom. Hashem should remember the day of Edom, referring to what the Bnei Edom did to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take vengeance on them. Shofar gon, v'Hashem Elokim b'shofar yiska v'halach b'sa'aros teiman. That pasuk referring to Hashem Elokim was blown with the shofar, and he went in the storm against Teiman. Now, that's actually a pasuk we say in the Avnei. Uksiv, Hashem tzvakos yagin aleihem. Hashem will defend us. And we see these two psukim in the davening, from Zechariah. Another halachos relates to psukim. Ein maskirin zikaron shal yachid. With respect to the psukim of zichronos, we don't mention psukim referring to the individual. Va'afilu letova, even psukim for good. Kugon zachreni Hashem beretzon hamecha, which is very positive. Hashem should remember me. Uchgon zachor li alokai letova. Another pasuk in Tehillim, Nechemiah, sorry, which are all very positive themes. But since it's referring to individuals, we shouldn't do that. So now the Gemara will continue for an elaboration as to the different iterations, different versions that people had for how to say the psukim for the musaf. Pikdonos. If you have the lashon of pikida, of remembrance in the pasuk, harehin kizichronos. According to that, it's equivalent of zichronos, because the word pikida means to remember or recall. So that also works according to this day in the Gemara for zichronos. Kigon, for example, Vashem Pakale Sarah, Hashem remembered Sarah, Uchagon Piko Pakati Aschem. I'm referring to Hashem remembering Klal Yisrael when they went down to Mitzrayim. Tivir Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einan Kizichronos. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says they're not Kizichronos. Pikdonos is one thing, Zichronos is something. Zichronos is one thing, and Pikdonos is something else. So the Gemara asks, "Ul Rabbi Yossi," and according to Rabbi Yossi, "Nihi nami de pikdonos harehin kizichronos." It's true that pikdonos are like zichronos, but what was the pasuk he mentioned? Vashem pakare zara pikadim de yachid hu. But again, we just said that you can't remember zichronos of yachidim, and Hashem pakare zara, referring to Hashem recalling Sarah being barren, is a pikadon of the yachidim. So the Gemara answers, no. Since many people came out of Hashem remembering Sarah, a whole nation, so that's considered like Rabbim, it's not considered like a Yachid. Now the Gemara elaborates and discusses some of the aspects of Malchios. These are psukim that we say in Malchios, in fact, from Tehillim Parakhov Dalad, three psukim. Five psukim. Su'u sha'ar mashaychem v'yinasu pitzchei olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Miza melech ha'kavod Hashem yizuz v'gibor Hashem gibor milchama. Su'u sha'ar mashaychem v'yinasu pitzchei olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Miza melech ha'kavod Hashem tzvakos hu melech ha'kavod selah. Four psukim. These four psukim, what's going on with them? Rishona shtayim, the first pasuk which says melech twice, Su'ushar Mashaychem, Yasu Bischelam, V'yavol Melech HaKavod, Miza Melech HaKavod, has the word Melech twice. V'yavol Melech HaKavod, Miza Melech HaKavod. And then we have Shnia, Shalosh. And the third pasuk, Miza Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzvakos, Hu Melech HaKavod, Selah. The second set of psukim are broken up like this: Su'ushar Mashaychem Musu Pischei Olam V'yavol Melech HaKavod Miuza Melech HaKavod Hashem Tzvakos Hu Melech HaKavod Selah. That counts as three. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, if you put it all together, these psukim count as five mentions of the word Melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rishona Achas and Shnia Shtayim. The first one only counts as one. Miza Melech HaKavod does not count because Miza Melech HaKavod is a question. The second one is only Shtayim. V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Miza Melech HaKavod does not count it because Miza Melech HaKavod, again, is a question. So just to recap, it's a bit complicated what we just said. So there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to these psukim in Tehillim Parakhlef Dalad, how many words of Melech can they be counted for? So again, even though there are four psukim, they were broken up by Chazal as follows. The first set was like this: Su'u sha'arim ha'sheichem v'inasu pischei olam v'yavol melech ha'kavod miza melech ha'kavod Hashem yizuz v'gibor Hashem gibor melchama. Set number one. Set number two. Su shar mashecha mesu pischei olam v'yavol malcha kavod. Mi uzat malcha kavod Hashem tzvakos u'malcha kavod tzela. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the first one counts as two, because the word malach is mentioned twice. And the second one counts as three, because the word malach is mentioned three times. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first one counts as one, because the first malach is a proper description of Hashem, and the second one is a question. And the second set counts as twice, because the first and third are proper descriptions of Hashem. V'yavol malach ha-kavod, Hashem tzvakos hu melech, but mi uzat malach ha-kavod, again, is a question. Then the Gemara has a similar discussion with respect to another pasuk in Tehillim. Zamru lelokim zameru, zamru lemalkeinu zameru, kimelch kol haaretz elokim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, we should sing to Hashem, sing to our king, sing kimelch kol haaretz elokim. So Rabbi Yossi again believes any mention of the word melech counts as well. So shtayim div Rabbi Yossi, that's two, because malkeinu and melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Achas. Why is it only one? Because Zamrula Malkeinu Zameru is only referring to our unique, particularistic relationship with Hashem as our king, not as Hashem as the king over the whole world. And because it only includes our relationship with Hashem, Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamrula Malkeinu Zameru, our king, as opposed to Malcha Kol Haaretz, That's only one. Vishavin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda agree in the following case. The Melech Elokim al Goyim Elokim Yashav al Kisei Kadsho Ach Shehi Achas. Because the Pasuk says Malach Elokim al Goyim, Hashem ruled over Goyim, which is Malach, and Elokim Yashav al Kisei Kadsho doesn't qualify, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara has a similar discussion with Zichronos. Zikaron Sheyesh Bo Trua. Kigon Shabason Zichron Trua Mikar Kodesh, Omra Im Hazichronos, Veomra Im Hashofros, Div Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it has the word Zikaron as well as Trua, it can be mentioned both in Zichronos as well in Shofros because of Zikaron and Trua. Rabbi Yehuda Omra Eino Omra Elim Zichronos Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda argues, says it's limited to Zichronos. Why does he hold that it doesn't extend to Shofros? Because it has the word Trua, and you need the word of shofar for Rabbi Yossi to qualify for shofros. And they have a similar question with respect to other combinations. Malchus sheish imo trua, kagon Hashem elokat kavimo usuruas melech bo, omra ima malchus, v'omra ima shofros de Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, it has both malchus and shofros, because Hashem elo kavimo, utruas melech, both trua and melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain Omer ela in malchios bilvad. You can only say in malchios according to Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing. And there's a similar thing. Trua she'ini malo klum. Let's say you only have trua alone. Kon yom trua yelachem. Omra ima shofros de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain o Omer kol ikar. You can't say it at all. Because again, Rabbi Yossi in his view believes that if it doesn't mention the word shofar, it only mentions trua, then that's not going to work. So let's go back into the Rashi's. Rashi will speak this out. De Rabim Asu Mineh, again, the question was whether or not the word pakad, according to Rabbi Yossi, would suffice for Zichronos, but we can't have a pikadon of the Yachid. It can't be referring to just the Yachid. So De Rabim Asu Mineh. So again, the Gemara said, because many people came out of Sarah, Bahahi Pikida, through that remembrance, many people came out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, Shnia Shtayim, for the set of Psukim of Malchios, Miza Malcha Kavod, Lav Minyana, that Pasuk, Miza Malcha Kavod, which is repeated both in the first set, and the second set does not qualify, because it's a question. Zamru L'Malkeinu, Lo Kachash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't include Zamru L'Malkeinu, Delo Im lechtei alal uma achas. It only refers to Hashem's malchus over one nation, not over the whole world. Vishavim b'malach elokim. The word malach elokim does not qualify. To lo maninon yashav akisei kadsho b'lashon malchus. That's not considered lashon of malchus. So again, the question was, Eino Omar Elim Ela Im Hazichonos, Teruah Lav Lashon Shofros, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word Teruah does not qualify as Shofros. So therefore, it says, because the pasuk mentions both Zichronos and Shofros, because it says, Shabbason Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, that's just Zichronos and not Shofros. Rashi says, Trua Lav Lashon Shofros, who Trua does not qualify as a Lashon of Shofros, Ademazkir Shofar Behedya, without the actual literal word Shofar. Now the Gemara will elaborate on the debate between Rabbi Yossi and the Tana Kama as to the ordering of the psukim as you're supposed to say them. So again, according to the Tana Kama, Matchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. We start from the psukim of Chumash and we end with the psukim from Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer im hishlim b'Torah yata. Rabbi Yossi says no. If you finish with the Torah, that's okay. So the Gemara says, im hishlim di'eved in l'chachil alo, implying that according to Rabbi Yossi, if you finish with the Torah, that's b'di'eved, but l'chachil, you should not do that. Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, hamashlim b'Torah, hareze meshubach. But doesn't it sound like the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi says, if you finish with the Torah, you're considered meshubach, so the proper thing to do is finish with the Torah. So, im hamashlim, not im hishlim b'Torah, yatza, but the word should be mashlim b'Torah. V'ha im hishlim k'tani, di'eved in l'chachila lo. But im hishlim, that was, im implies it's only b'di'eved. Even if I say the Lashon is im mashlim b'Torah yatza, that's not going to work. It has to be just without the word im, because the word im implies that's b'di'eved. It means if you did it that way. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, hachi ka'amar. Matzchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. That's the Tanakama. Matzchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mashlim b'Torah. You should be mashlim b'Torah. V'im hishlim b'Navi yatza. And according to Rabbi Yossi, being mashlim b'Navi is b'di'eved. Tanina mihachi, Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Yossi, with a similar supporting brisa. Rabbi Lazar starting Rabbi Yossi, Vasikin hayumashim osa b'Torah. The Vasikin, the ancient people, they would be mashlim b'Torah. Which was the correct thing. So Rabbi Lazar was quoting his father, Rabbi Yossi, and that was the correct thing to do according to Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara will elaborate as to how we get to 10 psukim for each. Bish lama zichronos v'shofros ikatuva. I understand zichronos and shofros. There are many psukim in Chumash for them. Ella Malchios Tlasu Dahavyon. The only three psukim referring to Hashem as a Malach. And we need 10. Tlasu Dahavyon. What are they? Hashem Elokavi Mo Usuras Malach Bo. That's one. Vayi Bishur Malach. That's two. Hashem Yiloch Lam Vayed. That's three. Vanam Be'inan Eser Veleka. And we need 10 psukim. With which four psukim come from the Chumash? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, again, you start with three psukim and you end off with a pasuk from the Chumash. So we only have three psukim from Chumash. And that's what we do. We're mashlim b'Torah according to everybody. That's the correct thing to do. And you need four psukim from Chumash. So Amar Rav Huna Tashema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad Malchus. That Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad qualifies Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi L'shitasei includes another pasuk based on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Why is that considered Kabbalah's Malchus? Because we're rejecting the Malchus of other things and we're accepting the Malchus of Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not considered Malchus. Similarly, V'adata yom ha'shivos ha'levavecha ki Hashem Elokim inod, a rejection of other kings, malchus according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar ena malchus. Similarly, ata reis la'das ki Hashem Elokim inod milvado, malchus, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar ena malchus. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's very easy to find more than three psukim of Malchus, and you need at least four, because Mashlim b'Torah. But again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say, he holds Mashlim b'Navi, like the Tanakhama. And if you hold Mashlim b'Navi, then you don't need more than three psukim. Because again, the way it works out is that that which we finish with, you need four psukim from. So for Mashlim b'Torah, you need four psukim from Chumash. If for Mashlim b'Navi, you need four psukim from Navi. So now the Gemara again had inferred and pinned down that according to Rabbi Yossi, Mashlim b'Torah is considered the lechachdila thing to do. So the Gemara asked, how are you going to find four psukim from Chumash to do Malchus with? You have four Bishlam, according to the other Shita, that Mashlim b'Navi, so we have four psukim from Navi, is very easy to find. But four psukim from Chumash is hard to find. So he has a more expansive definition. Kut Shema Yisrael, V'yadata Yom HaShivos Elavavecha, any rejection of a malchus or of a dominion that is considered an affirmation of our belief in Hashem, that qualifies. Rashi. U'matzchu b'torah mashlim b'neviim, v'aksuvim main time. And ksuvim are between the two. That's how we have it structured. That way we'll be four from the Chumash according to Rashi for Rabbi Yossi. Shalosh b'tchil v'achas b'sov, which is actually how we daven. V'anam b'inon eser v'arba men min haTorah. We need 10 psukim for them from Chumash to call Rabbi Yossi mashlim b'Torah. And the Gemara had to know how to find it. Next Mishnah. Ha'or l'fnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. If you're the Shliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskia, the Baal Tefillah from Musaf, blows shofar, or at least mentions the brachos in which we're gonna have the tekiel shofar. Ubishas Hahalel, Harisho Makres Hahalel, and on Yom Tovim that we say Hallel. By Shacharis, you say Hallel. So it's interesting. There seems to be a bit of a discrepancy. Seems like that for certain mitzvos, we push them early. Like other Yom Tovim, the mitzvah to say Hallel goes to Shacharis. And by Musaf, the mitzvah of Shofar was pushed to Musaf. And we'll have to explain why in the Gemara. Says Rashi, Ha'or l'fnei ha'teva, Hasheni matkia, hamispal tefilas musafin matkia. So the Gemara asks, Maisha Hasheni matkia? Why is it that the second person has, during musaf, they blow shofar? Halona. Mishum de Verovam Hadras Melech, based on the principle of Verovam Hadras Melech, which means the more people there are in shul, the better the mitzvah is performed, the more glorious to Hashem, to the king. And we assume that more people come late to shul, so therefore they're from Musaf. Ihachi halal nami neima b'sheni. So too for halal, we should wait till Musaf. Mishum deberovam hadras melech. So the Gemara responds, no, elamai shna halal deberisho mishum dezrizin makdim lemitzvos. Rather, you tell me the reason for halal being early is based on the concept of zrizin makdim lemitzvos, that we always try to do mitzvos early with alacrity. Tekiya nami navid berisho mishum dezrizin makdim lemitzvos. So to tekiya shofar should be early based on zrizin makdim lemitzvos. So how can you explain the discrepancy? Rabbi Yochanan, b'shas gezeras hamalchus shanu. This has to do with the gezeras hamalchus that apparently, and Rashi explains, says Rashi, what was this gezeras hamalchus, this decree of the kingdom that forced them into this? Says Rashi, b'shas gezeras hamalchus shanu, oivim gazru, there were enemies that decree against the Jews, shelo yitka'u, that they shouldn't blow shofar, v'hayu orvin lam kol sheishos, lakets tefillah shachris. And after 6 hours from shachris, they stopped bothering them. They were bothering them up until 6 hours a day, and then they stopped. So therefore they put it by Musaf, which would be more appropriate, and that way they wouldn't be bothered by other people. Now the Gemara continues. Midika Amar Bishas Hahalel, from the fact the Mishnah infers and says Bishas Halel, meaning as opposed to other Yom Tovim, it seems to be saying that not Rosh Hashanah, Michlal de Rosh Hashanah, Lika Halel, does not seem to imply that in Rosh Hashanah there's no Halel, my time, which is true, there's no Halel in Rosh Hashanah. Amar Babahu, Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabahu says, the Malachi Asharis want to know. Want to know, Ribono Shel Olam Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira. How come we don't have Hallel? How come Klai Yisrael don't say Shira on Rosh Hashanah? Lefanecha Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Both in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are Yom Tovim, but we don't have Hallel. Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to them, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin. Could it be that Hashem is sitting on the throne of judgment? V'sifrei Chaim, v'sifrei Meisim, P'suchim L'fanav, and literally the books of life and death are open in front of him. V'Yisrael Amrim Shira, and Klal Yisrael sing song. It's not appropriate because of the somber, not somber, sad, but the very solemn, very scary nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah that we shouldn't say Shira, we shouldn't say Hallel. The next Mishnah details the limits of halacha that are imposed on what we can do to get the shofar to shul, to get the shofar. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah ein ma'avirin alav es hatchum. When it comes to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you can't go beyond tchum Shabbos to get there. We won't allow you to go 2,000 amos beyond the tchum to get there. Ve'ein mefachkin alav es hagal, and you can't overturn stones on yantif to get it because the stones are muktzah. These are all isurim derabanan. You can't do isurim derabanan to procure a shofar. Lo olin be'ilan, you can't climb a tree, which is also nisa derabanan on yantif. Velo roch nagav behema, you can't ride an animal to get there, which is also nisa derabanan. Velo shatat al pnei hamayim, you can't swim to get the shofar, which is also nisa derabanan. On yantif, ve'ein chotchen oso, bein bedavar shehu mishum shvus, bein bedavar shehu mishum lo sase. And you can't cut or prepare the shofar, whether through a kli that would involve an Isser Derabban, an Isser Shvus, again, Shvus, we've had the concept before, or a Davar that's Mishum Lo Sa'asa, which is an Isser Doraisa. Aval, Imrat Litin Latocha Mayim, Oyayin Yitin, but if you want to have the shofar, that way it's cold, it's very nice, you can put water or wine into it. The Mishnah continues. Ein ma'akvin esatinokus militkoa. If a little kid wants to practice blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we don't stop him from doing so. Ava misaskin iman ad shiyomadu. We actually involve ourselves with them until they learn how to do it. And the chiddush here is, you might think there's a problem because it's some kind of isra derabanan of making a noise on Yantif. But since there is a heter of shofar, and it's in a constructive context to teach kids to do it, so you can do that. Va misasik lo yatza. If you blow shofar misasik, that you're just blowing it stam, not l'shem mitzvah, you're not yotze. Va shomea mina misasik lo yatza. And if you hear the call shofar from a misasik, from someone who's blowing the shofar without kavana, you're not yotze. So this second half of the mission is going to be very important. Discusses the details, which we're going to have a huge elaboration on in the Gemara, of the necessity of kavana latzes and kavana of the kavanas hatokeya, that the tokeya needs to have kavanas motzi, kavana to be motzi everybody, and the people listening from him have to have kavana latzes. Says Rashi on the Mishnah. Shofar Shosh Hashanah in Mefachin Alav Esagal Vein Marvin Alav Esatchum Leilei Chutz Latchum Lishmo Atikia Vein Choschen Oso Mefarash B'Gemar. What does that mean? Im Ratzali Tim Lato Chomayim V'lo Amrin An Kamisake In Mana. That's not considered a Tikkun Makli. So the Gemara continues. Why is it that we don't let Shofar push out these Yisurim? So Gemara says, Shofar aseihu. Shofar is just one mitzvah asei. The yomtif asei velosa asei. And yomtif is an asei and a losa asei. There's both an asei of tishbos, of not doing malacha, and a losa asei of doing malacha, of a positive command to refrain from malacha, and a negative command of not doing malacha. Ve'in asei docha es losa asei va'asei. And the asei of tkiya shofar doesn't overpower the los asein asay of yantif against it. Now, again, this is just a bit of an elaboration. We have this concept in halacha sometimes where you have a clash between a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah los asay. If two things come in tandem, the asay sometimes beats the los asay. So here we're saying it doesn't apply because an asay can't beat two things. It can only beat a los asay. It can't beat an asay plus los asay. The reason for is beyond the scope of this discussion. But the point is that when it comes to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov against it is an asay and a los asay. So we don't allow that one to beat the other. Ah, but you're going to ask me, but aren't a lot of these Isurim Drabanan? So the Rishonim say that based on the concept of Kol D'Tikin, Kein D'Oraisa Tikin, every Takanas Chazal patterns after a Din D'Oraisa. So Din D'Oraisa is like that for Yantif, for Asei V'Lo Sasei, so too the Isurim Drabanan. Now the Gemara continues. Lo Olin Be'ilan V'Lo Rochon Agav V'Hema, explicating the whole Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Hashta derabanan amris lo. Once the Mishnah says you can't violate isurim derabanan like the tchum and mukta and all those kind of things, doraisa mibaya, isn't it obvious that you can't violate an isur doraisa? Which the Mishnah said you can't be metakin a shofar v'davar shuhu mishum lo sa'aseh. Well, it's obvious. If an Isra Darabanan, you can't violate, of course you can't violate an Isra Daraisa. So Gemara says, no. Zu vein sarach lomar zu kitani. Sometimes the Mishnah is taught in such a way that we teach one halacha, and we really don't need the halacha that follows it. So that's what happened here. Let's see Rashi. Hashad Darabanan amris lo, Isra tchumin, upikuach agal, delekel amigzar atu daraisa. Where there's no gezera, so Rashi doesn't even necessarily understand they're referring to a one way or the Gemara is referring to literally Yisurim Daraisa. Rashi understands that we're referring to gezeros atu Yisurim Daraisa. If that's true when it comes to separate Yisurim Darabon, where it should have no gezera atu a Daraisa, like Pikuach Hagal, which is Mukta, and Tchumen, which is a separate Yisur Darabanan. So the Oraisa, real Yisurim Daraisa, Rochvin, or things that could lead to Yisurim Daraisa, the Ikul Amem Rasham Yachtoch Zmori may come to cut a branch, the Ola Beilan, the Ikul Amem Rasham Yitlosh, which you might come to do in Yisur Daraisa, the Oraisa Mibaya, the Ishkim Gum Badavar. Rashi says it's not really like this Pshat in the Gemara. V'nir Be'in Adelo Garcin Anla. Rashi rejects the Girsa again. An alternative read of the Gemara is referring to literally Yisurim Daraisa, which the Mishnah mentioned. But what seems to go against that read of the Mishnah, which is why Rashi read that way, is the very next Gemara that we'll see right now in Lama Gimel Lama Aleph, and we'll explain as follows. Vein chotchen oso, again elaborating for the Mishnah, you can't cut the shofar with anything. Bein badavar shuhu mishum shvus, ubein badavar shuhu mishum losa'asa, whether it's based on a shvus or based on a din derabanan or based on daraisa. Mishum shvus, what is derabanan? Magala. A sickle, and apparently a sickle is not generally used in this way of fixing a kli, and therefore that's not considered an Isra D'Oraisa because it's kila achar yad. It's not its normal way of being done. Again, malacha on Shabbos or Yom Tov to be considered a D'Oraisa violation has to be done in its common way. Lo sa'ase sakina. What's a lo sa'ase? That's if you actually use a knife, a real knife, because that's the way you normally cut things. The Gemara continues and asks the same question that we just saw. Hashta mishum shvus amris lo. If you said that you can't violate nisud rabbanon, lo sa'ase mibaya, and obviously you can't violate nisud raisa. So Gemara says no. Zuvin sarach lomar zuktani. Similar answer. So that again, according to what we said before, can't be what the Gemara was referring to before. In terms of the Doraisas and Darabanans that was referring to this part of the Mishnah, if the Gemara explicitly elaborates on it, and that probably explains why Rashi took it out of his Girsa. Okay, Rashi. Top Rashi in Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Ve'in chotchen oso, im balatachno, if you want to come to fix it, lo badavar shumi shum shvus, not in a way that violates this or Darabanan, kli she'in darch olach toch bo shofros, a kli that's not normally used to cut a shofar, going magla, to tikkun kilachar yadhu, because it's considered some backwards form of being metakein vein bo ela mishum shvos, and it only involves an iser derabanan sakina, but a sakin, a knife, to darko bekach v'havi melacha gemura. It's considered real melacha. Now the Gemara elaborates in the discussion of the Mishnah of allowing kids to blow. We don't stop kids from blowing. Hanashim ma'akvan, which implies from the Mishnah that women cannot. Why would they not be allowed to? Because we're concerned with the problem of baltosif. Baltosif means adding a mitzvah to the Torah. So we're concerned that if they are exempt from the mitzvah and they do it anyway, then they'll violate baltosif. But the Gemara asks, that's not true. Va'atanya, but the Brisa says, Ein ma'akvin lo'as hanashim v'lo'as hatinokos mitzko v'yomto. We don't prevent either women or kids. So it seems we have a contradiction. Our mission implies that women cannot blow for the sake of blowing. And that Brisa says that women can. Amar Abaye lo kashya. Harab Yehuda, Harab Yosef, Rab Shimon. The question as to whether or not women can blow and there's a violation of baltosif depends on a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. How do I know? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda thinks that there's a violation of baltosif if you do a mitzvah that you're exempt from, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon think there's no baltosif because women are exempt. Why are women exempt? Because as we've said many times, shofar is a mitzvah aseh shas mangrama. It's a time-related mitzvah that women are not chayavos in. But the question is, do you violate baltosif for doing something that's optional? So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Tarabel b'nei Yisrael, with respect to the halacha of being of smicha ala karban, when people bring a karban to the Beis HaMikdash, they had to lean on the karban with their two hands. So with respect to this halacha, the lashon, the Torah uses the lashon of Tarabel b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, meaning sons of Yisrael somchin, v'im b'nos Yisrael somchos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Women cannot lean with their two hands on it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If they do, it's bal tosif. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashim, Somchos, Rishos. That Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said that Nashim have the take Rishos, can do it if they want to. So they can do it if they want to, there's no violation there. Let's do the Rashis. So again, just to recap, the question as to whether or not we will allow women to optionally blow shofar depends on this machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Tinoko sudalama akvan debay lichyunaihu. They need to be mechanech children. Hanashim ma'akvin, but women we won't allow them. To pturos legamre de mitzvah saseh shas mangramahu, because it's a time bound mitzvah, they're completely exempt. Vichitakai ika baltosif, and if they were to blow, there would be a violation of baltosif. So no, b'nei Yisrael somchin darbel b'nei Yisrael amarta leham adam ki akriv mikem uksiv bahu inyan v'samach yadah. When it comes to karbanos, it says tu smicha. So somchos rishos. Alma af agav de patrinu kra, even though the Torah exempted them from the mitzvah, leka isura, there's no formal violation there. V'huadin, so too, l'mitzvah saseh shazman graman. That would also apply for mitzvah saseh shazman graman. Okay? Now the Gemara discusses misaskin behem ad shi'ilamdu. We can involve ourselves with them until they learn. Ava misaskin ben ad shi'ilamdu. Amra belazar afilu b'shabbes. This implies that you can even blow on Shabbos. You can even teach kids to blow on Shabbos. How could that be? That's really interesting. Even though, generally speaking, like we said before, based on Gzeira D'Rabban, the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes, that there's a prohibition to blow on Shabbos itself. So for Chinuch, apparently that problem goes away. Tanina mihachi, similarly, misaskin behen ad sheyomadu afilu b'Shabbos ve'in v'akven atilokos miliskoa b'Shabbos ve'in tzarach lomar b'yom tov. So it's explicit. We have a brisa supporting this. Misaskin behen, we can involve ourselves with them until they learn how to blow, even on Shabbos, and we don't stop them from blowing on Shabbos, and it's obvious that doesn't even need to be said by Yom Tov, because it's obvious by Yom Tov. Haguf Akashia, but the Bryce itself seems to contradict itself. Why? Amris, the original Bryce in the Reisha, it says, Misaskin behen ad shi'ilamdu. We involve ourselves with them until they learn how. Vafilu b'Shabbos, alma l'chachila amrinan. It seems to be, we tell him to lechachila. We it's a very positive thing off the bat to involve ourselves with this process. V'hadar tana, but then the Seifa says, ein ma'akvin, we just don't prevent them. So that implies, ikuv ahudu lo ma'akvin, halechachila lo amrinan tiku, implying that's only a din b'di'aved, and not a din lechachila. So let's just finish to the end. Lo kashya. There's no contradiction here. Kan bekatan shehigiyah lechinuch. Kan bekatan shelo higiyah lechinuch. It depends on whether or not the katan has reached the age of chinuch. If the katan has not yet reached the age of chinuch, so we shouldn't really be involved with his tekiyah on Shabbos because he's not really supposed to blow. But if he's reached the age of chinuch, in which case it's a mitzvah to be mechanech him, so then you can be involved in his blowing. Says the top Rashi. Katan shigil lechinuch misaskin behen shilam. Do we teach them to blow? We involve ourselves. V'kol shekein shein makvin. Obviously, we don't stop them. So that will resolve the contradiction in the Braisa. We'll stop here.